We're going to chat with our financial planner, Brad Graber, from investinginTruth.com. And today, the subject is leaving an inheritance for your children. We're talking about estate planning. And, man, Brad makes some interesting points in the blog article that he has on his website. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back with us. We're going to jump right in. Really, my first thought when I was reading what you had written, estate planning, leaving an inheritance for your children, was do we really even have to have an estate plan? Can't we just verbally dictate before we die to whom our money and our belongings could go?
Well, I guess you could try that, but it may not work out so well, and there's always consequences of not having something actually put in place. It can range all the way from, as managers of God's assets, we need to make sure we're taking care of them once we're gone, so we want to make sure that there's a plan in place. But we also don't want to leave a mess behind for those that are trying to pick up the pieces. So the more that we can put our house in order, give detailed instructions, even put a plan in place, the easier it's going to make it for everybody else left behind us.
Well, Brad, in your article, Estate Planning, Leaving an Inheritance for Your Children, you said that God is the owner of everything that he has given to us, and that is the truth. But you also go on to say that for our kids, receiving an inheritance isn't always a blessing. So what do you mean by that?
Well, most of us probably don't have to think too far to think of an example where wealth was dropped onto someone, and it didn't end up being a blessing in the end. Money tends to just magnify our position in life and magnify the desires of our heart. So it doesn't have to be great wealth that we're thinking of. There's a lot of ways that an inheritance can actually be destructive, and it can be something left to them that has a lot of management needs. So it can be just a burden of time, but also money dropped into the hands of someone that's not good with it can be destructive. And like I said, if they have sinful habits or they're not good with money, it could lead them down a road that could actually be destructive to them.
Yeah. Man, money really does expose the condition of our hearts. I really hadn't even thought so much about that until we started talking with you, Brad. It's an eye-opener. But also, biblically speaking, you say that we should not steal the need to work from the next generation. So two-part question. First of all, how do we steal that need to work, and what happens if we do?
Yeah, so I guess I have the benefit of seeing some of this play out before, and I've seen mom and dad try to help out their son or daughter and their family, even during life, and they're trying to pass on a blessing, which they think the blessing is just putting money in their hands, and ultimately what it does in some situations is take away that need to work and provide for their own family. And you know, we can look at a lot of things in life, and it's through the struggles, it's through the working process that we're ultimately being blessed. And so you take a young couple, let's say, and I've got daughters, so we'll say the daughter is my child, and my wife and I are trying to be a blessing to them by giving them money. Well, ultimately, that can be destructive because now my daughter is looking at mom and dad as the provider, not her husband as the provider for the family. And it can create an animosity between me and my wife and our son-in-law. So it can be destructive to the family of my child because we're trying to be a blessing to them, but ultimately that money is taking away the relationship between my daughter and her husband now. So that's just one example of how it can be destructive.
Well, hey, Brad, what about the biblical principle of having your inheritance for your children and your children's children? What do you say about that?
Yeah, and I always want to be careful when I say that we need to take it in context of the timing and the situation. But the biblical inheritance was different at that time than it is today. Today, that inheritance is being passed on to our children. When we think of it from an estate planning standpoint, is typically going to, well, most kids are not receiving it until they're later in life. So it's not early in life. Like in the biblical days, a lot of people were still in those working years, so they were inheriting the family land, which ultimately was providing the job, providing the work, which then provided for their family. Today, Randy Alcorn likes to compare it to winning the lottery, where mom and dad are much older, their kids are later in life, they already have their own careers, are probably as financially well off or even better than mom and dad are, and then mom and dad leave everything to the kids. And it didn't help them provide for work. It wasn't something that they necessarily needed. So that typical inheritance of today is not providing them with a job and providing them with work. It's just this financial windfall. It's cash in an account or investments in an account that is being passed on to the next generation, which doesn't, it just doesn't play in the same way that it used to in a biblical inheritance. And so today, the inheritance that we should look at are more of, are we giving them a good education? Are we providing them with an ability to go out and provide for their own family? Are we investing in them early in life so that then they can live and provide for their own families during those working years, as opposed to just leaving them this big chunk of money at the end after they've already, you know, in many cases, they've already raised their kids. Their kids may already be out of the house. So what is it we're really trying to leave them to be a blessing mm-hmm. for their family?
Yeah, I've told my son, I'm just leaving you with some awesome memories because I'm spending it all now.
And he will probably be better off if that's all you leave him.
Maybe. I appreciate what you have to say, Brad, because I was going to ask you about sound alternatives to leaving everything to our kids when we die, but you've kind of touched on that a little bit. Where do we start, really, when we sit down to look at estate planning, and especially where this inheritance is concerned with our kids? I mean, you've given some great advice and opened our eyes to some important things. As we sit down and start this process with a financial planner, Brad, what are some things we need to be prepared for going into that meeting and really have thought out?
Well, we need to have our hearts right. So that biblical foundation is so important, that we recognize that God is the owner of everything. We're just stewards. So this is a stewardship decision. And as stewards, we basically have two decisions that we can make. So a steward, just to, as a reminder, is a manager. So we are managing God's assets. Well, we're going to be retiring from that management position. So what are we going to do? Well, we can do two things. We can either find a new manager who's going to honor the owner. So we put a new steward in charge of these assets that God had entrusted to us, who will acknowledge and recognize and honor the ultimate owner, which is God. Or we could place them directly into kingdom work. So we take the owner's, the master's assets, and we ultimately do with them what he would want to be done with them, which is to put them into the kingdom work to bring glory to him. So those are the two ultimate decisions. And I think if most people looked at, it doesn't matter how much we have, if they looked at their assets and said, you know what, what's going to happen to these when I'm gone, and how do I honor God with those? Mm-hmm. There's a huge responsibility there and a huge opportunity. It shouldn't be something that we dread. Most people think of estate planning and ultimately think of death, and it's something they don't want to wrestle with.
Yeah.
Instead of that, as believers, we should look at it and say, hey, this is a great opportunity, because while I'm living, I'm restricted on how much I can actually use to honor God at this moment, because I have needs and I have to provide for my family and myself. But take me out of that situation, and now everything is free to decide what do I do with it. And we sit back and we say, how do I honor God the best? And how do I, you know, there may be needs where we need to provide for our families as well. So there's nothing wrong with leaving money to our children, but we need to be careful with how we do that. We don't want to be destructive with it, and we ultimately want it to be a blessing to them and honoring to God if we leave it to our children. But we also have that opportunity to pass money on to the kingdom work to glorify God there.